Blackstone Audiobooks presents Elvis Presley, The Man, The Life, The Legend by Pamela Clark Keough. For my brother, Peter C. Keough, with love and gratitude, Bernadette Castro, who sang for Berry Gordy, and Fitzwilliam Michael James Anderson, who is definitely TCB. Before Elvis, there was nothing. John Lennon. Prelude. Elvis Presley was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the kids did not understand what the fuss was about. If they had even heard of Elvis, Elvis Pretzel singing Heartburn Hotel, some of them thought the DJ said on their little plastic radios, they knew he was a singer whose voice attracted them. They had never heard anything like it. Now, seeing him for the first time, playfully blub-blub-blubbing his way through Don't Be Cruel, they saw he was grown up, sort of, but a kid like them, too. They could tell by the way he looked at them. He knew them, knew what they were thinking. Elvis. Elvis. They said his name and felt the first stirrings of love. He knew what was in their hearts and spoke directly to them. The adults saw Presley and thought, what the hell was that? If they were particularly threatened, they might shoo the kids away from the television set as if he were contagious and could somehow teach them about sex through the fuzzy black-and-white image. But since this was 1956, Dad probably just cleared his throat and left the room, shaking his head. These crazy kids. Elvis was the first. Before the Beatles, before the Rolling Stones, before U2, before Sean Combs, there was Elvis, the original Slim Shady. He was black and white, rhythm and country, hot and cool.